It's 6:30. I'll call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Dave Celebrey.
Here.
Jeff Wambold.
Here.
Mark Nordigan.
Here.
Laura Bilski, not here, she's excused. Sharon Palmaville.
Here.
And Jerry Gully.
Here.
Gabrielle Wellman. Olivia Nahorniak. Okay.
And for the minutes, can other supervisors, so we can put in attending, can put your names in as well?
I have everybody. I can go through. I have Supervisor Rodriguez, Supervisor Berg, and Supervisor O'Day.
Okay, anyone else? Okay. All right, are there any supervisor comments? Oh, sorry, citizen comments?
There were none for to me.
Okay. Any citizens on the call? All right. Any supervisor comments?
I do, Mr. Chairman. This is Supervisor Rodriguez.
Okay.
Just for the sheriff, or I don't think his chief deputy is on tonight. I have heard that one of the captains is currently on administrative leave. If at all possible, I'm not sure what the logistics or the legalities are, but if we could get something from the leadership at the sheriff's department to confirm or deny that with or without a reason as to why that individual is on administrative leave.
I'll see who's on this evening. I'm not sure who's on. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Mr.
Chairman, can you hear me?
Who is it?
It's the chief deputy.
Oh, okay. Hello.
As it pertains to Mr. Rodriguez's question, yes, we do have a captain on administrative leave. Any further information will have to be solicited through the HR department.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anything else further? Chairman comments, I have none. Approval of the January 6th minutes?
Move to approve minutes.
Second.
Okay, moved by Nordigan, second by Palmaville. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, state by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. We'll move to the resolution. Who's presenting this evening?
Mr. Chairman, this is the chief deputy. I believe Lieutenant Steve Baranis was presenting. I don't know if I hear him on or not.
He's on, he's muted. It looks like he turned it off for a minute. Lieutenant, you're still muted. There you go. Now try.
This is Lieutenant Baranis. I am here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm here to present this alert Homeland Security grant. So it's $3,500 for the DAP squad. It allows us to purchase an upgraded piece of equipment for our X-ray system that we currently have.
Okay. What is it? What's the new one do? Well, how much? And
well, the grant that covers the exact amount, so there's no additional funds. It's $3,500. It's for an upgraded piece of equipment that we use with a portable X-ray system. It allows us to use a wireless system.
Okay. How much is it? How much is there any? Is it a? It's a full grant or?
It's a full grant. Mr. Chairman, so it's this, so the alert, the state that we belong, we were part of the alert bomb squads. So I requested this piece of equipment. They said, how much does it cost? And they gave me the grant to cover the full cost.
Okay, So it costs the county taxpayers nothing then, correct?
Correct, sir.
Okay, is there questions from the committee? Is there a motion at all?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Nope.
Okay, is there a motion on the floor? So.
Somebody did make a motion. Who made the motion?
I didn't catch who made the motion.
Okay, Sharon, thank you.
And it was second. So all in favor, say by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, thank you. We'll now go on to the Sheriff Department update on body cams. Who will be giving that? Who will be giving the update?
Lieutenant Klinkhammer. He's muted right now also.
Okay.
Hello, good evening. The body cam program is continuing along. We've picked a vendor, which is called Body Worn. It is a combination of replacing our squad car cameras and our body cameras. The vendor is cloud stored, so all the video will be securely stored in the cloud. We're currently at a setup with the vendor. They're getting information from us and IT to make sure the system works. We have we are implementing the body cameras in both patrol and the jail and our conveyance unit. So every uniform line staff will be equipped with a body camera. We're developing the policy, which is almost done, and we have two meetings on that next week. And other than that, we're moving along pretty swiftly, and we're estimating that we will go live with deployed body cameras around between April and May, depending on how smoothly the installations go.
Okay. Questions from the committee?
Supervisor Gully.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So through the chair, so when you said, so you're in a testing phase right now, is that accurate? You said checking to make sure that everything works.
Well, we haven't gotten to a testing phase yet. We're still setting up and in the preliminary stages with the vendor. So they're looking at our network and what is required in our squad cars.
So it's more compatibility test right now.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman. This is Supervisor Rodriguez.
Go ahead, Supervisor Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What are we doing with the old equipment? Does that get auctioned off for keeping it, you know, in case we need it?
Well, if the old equipment won't be compatible, the old squad car cameras won't be compatible with this system. Truthfully, I believe it would get stored and then auctioned off or sold or traded in. Well, not traded in. They don't take trade-ins. But we will eventually figure out something to do with it.
Okay, that was all.
Okay. Anything else from the committee or other supervisors?
I do have a question, Supervisor Orlick.
Go ahead.
With the estimated date to start up to an April and May, we will be getting then monthly reports at the committee here of the progress.
We can, yes.
I would ask that just so we're all in, informed on where we are, we're going to be asked by the commission. And I know Supervisor Gully's committee is probably going to be really asking a lot about this too.
Supervisor Celebre here. I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Through the chair to Lieutenant, please. My concern would be where on the uniform or what is intended to be the place where the body cam will be worn by the personnel? Certainly, there were some concerns I heard. If a firearm is that he'd be the use of the body cam, if it's put up front and center on one's be it lapel or possibly near a button, where are we looking at possibly positioning any body cams on the personnel?
The company actually has already started modifying our uniforms. The body camera is approximately just above mid chest height, and it is stored inside of a case that is inside of the uniform shirt in a zipper. And there is a grommet that houses the lens for the camera. So it's at the average height or at the suggested height by the vendor.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm just curious. I mean, I know about this a few months ago. You're talking about different that has, and for me, how much the software can do. And I do wonder if it gets most closer to the time when these are implemented. It might be good to have an in-person demonstration or, you know, video demonstration, so how it works and what it actually can do. I think it could be informative for the board and the community about the extent of what, you know, what coverage they have.
Did you want me to answer that? I'm sure that's something we can do.
If anybody else is interested in that, I don't know. You were pretty in depth when we talked about it before, but it might be good for a refresher, or even the community. Benefit they can be for our community.
The vendor and our department, the vendor has promotional materials for the community when the body cameras get implemented, and our intent is to bring that out when they're rolled out.
Very good, thank you.
Go ahead, Supervisor Berg.
Lieutenant Klinkhammer, in terms of the data opportunity or data possibilities, is there an intent to extract any ongoing data, and or is there the availability through the vendor to extract data other than having to visually look at something or look at the footage?
As far as what? Can you give me an example?
The frequency of how often a camera is turned on, you know, I guess I don't know the extent of how often the cameras are going to be turned on. Are they only going to be turned on when a weapon's pulled? Are they going to be turned on whenever there's an interaction with a stop?
No, the cameras are turned on. Currently, our plan is to configure them to turn on geographically. So when an officer is dispatched to a call, and they arrive within a certain distance to that call in the GPS, the camera will automatically turn on. The cameras can be manually turned on by the officer. The cameras currently have a trigger that if they open their squad car door, the camera will turn on. And then, of course, the normal activations of the lights and siren, or just the overhead lights being turned on, the camera will turn on. The camera, the portable body camera, also acts as the microphone for the squad car camera. So they're all linked together. And there's, those are the triggers that we think that we are going to use, but we haven't had an opportunity to test them. So that our plan is to implement those triggers to that will turn on the cameras. And then the data that we can extract, I mean, the cameras are going to turn on automatically. And then the time period that camera's on can be tracked. So their software is very feature oriented as far as data extraction from the demonstration that they showed us. So we can look at one officer, we can look at a group of officers, you know, and on their website, we can just click on the link and view the video from whatever incident. So if we have an issue where we think an officer is turning them off prematurely, we can look at that and see what caused that camera to get turned off.
Okay, when we do have the demonstration, I imagine we'll good chance we'll be meeting in person at that point. When we have that demonstration, is it possible to have a representative from the vendor there also?
Likely, probably remotely, but because they're located in Georgia, so.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right, thanks. That's all I have.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
Through the chair to Supervisor Berg, was your question along the lines of will the data captured be mined or used for anything other than the investigation of specific instances?
Yeah, I mean, is there data there, you know, and I don't know the specifics of what data I'm looking for or what I'm asking for, but just the availability of being able to extract data, because, you know, I mean, there's always a lot to learn from any data, whether we like the data or not.
Well, as far as the body cameras, we can obviously we'll have audio and video of most things that our deputies do. So like I said, the camera will turn on when the squad door opens. So if they're just going in to use the restroom or get coffee or eat dinner, they can turn that off. But when they open their door and they're responding to a call, they're going to be expected to leave that camera on until that incident is concluded. So we'll be able to track that, you know, based on the amount of time they spent on a call and the amount of time their video is running. The system also tracks GPS data based on not only the squad car, but the cameras themselves. So if an officer is in a foot pursuit, for example, we'll be able to see a breadcrumb trail of everywhere that officer ran. So that's data we'll have. We'll have camera, you know, there's, as far as other data would be the time, date that they're turned on and off, the GPS locations, and then of course the audio and video.
Anything else from any supervisors?
This is Supervisor Rodriguez again.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I know you said you're working on your policy. I assume that part of that policy, when that's finalized and rolled out as well, there will be disciplinary measures in place should one of our law enforcement officers turn off their cameras, whether there's an incident that is in the media or not, if we find that we have a deputy turn off their camera.
Correct. I mean, the policy is the rules and regulations that the deputies have to follow. And if they don't follow that, they are subject to discipline.
Okay.
Supervisor Celebre again, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Go ahead.
Thank you. And just to pick up on Supervisor Gully's, I believe, line of questioning, is any of the data that's being stored going to be something that can be extracted by the Georgia vendor for their use or reference for any purpose? And is it subject to an expiration, if you will, of the record shall not be stored for greater than 60 days, 90 days, whatever it may be in the cloud? Or is this information that they'll be able to access for an unknown length of time?
The retention period per the state statute is 120 days. So we can set up our retention so the vendor doesn't have a retention policy. So the data, all of our squad car videos and body camera videos will be retained for 120 days. So anything that is of evidentiary value or something that we want to keep, we can classify it as such, and it's kept as long as we need it to be kept.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, just to clarify off of that, you said the statute was 180 days, but we were keeping it for 120. Did I hear that correctly?
The statute's 120 days.
Okay. And can we go longer than that if we wanted to?
We could.
I think we should. If we're not barred from our vendor from keeping it longer, I think we should keep it as long as we can. That's my opinion. Especially if it's cloud. I don't know what any of my colleagues think, but I think it's better to have than not to have.
I agree with Supervisor Rodriguez. Whatever length period of time that we can keep it without increasing cost over that 120 days is going to be harmful, I don't think, at all, especially if it's in the cloud. But there may be some maximum gigs or whatever unit of measure that storage is on the cloud before they start charging us more. Something maybe we should see if there's a cost breakdown for longer periods of time or larger amounts of file storage.
If I may, please, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
My question is to anybody in the group here tonight. So 120 days retention, what is the retention policy on other pieces of information, whether it's paper or audio, and not necessarily even Sheriff's Department, but retention in general? Because just, you know, layperson on the outside, 120 days doesn't seem very long, but it could be sufficient. And I'm just wondering how that compares to other data that is kept or what the guidelines are for the state for other data.
The county government policies are governed by county ordinance. So it's in our ordinance how long we have to keep things. So some things are very low and some are, you know, forever. So there's a whole range of retention periods for all the county information.
Yeah. Could you help me understand why this one is 120 days? I'm just really curious. I don't know what to compare it to.
Unfortunately, you'd have to ask the state because that's what they put in the ordinance or in the state statute for retention that we're required to keep them 120 days.
Okay, thank you.
So we're meeting the statutory minimum then is what you're saying?
According to the state, yes.
But again, excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead.
But again, that 120 days is the retention of non-controversial or you know, problematic data, meaning that if within that time period there's an identification that piece of evidence is pertinent for any reason, it's kept. So it's really that's the period to determine if it is possibly down the road, right?
Correct. I've been doing internal affairs now for a year, and before that, I also handled a lot of the squad videos and our surveillance video. And the longest I've had to go back was 2 or 3 months. Most of the time we're going to know about an incident
pretty rapidly,
well within that 120 days and want to keep that footage.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I'm not sure who's saying something. Supervisor Berg, go ahead.
So a lot of people are quick to use the argument of utilizing the cameras and disciplining officers or deputies. My question though is, has there been discussion with the DA's office in terms of if it's found that there's false accusations made against any of our deputies, are they going to be utilizing the footage and will be charging?
I think based on the seriousness of the allegation, if somebody is accusing one of our deputies of a crime and we conduct a huge investigation and we determine based on squad video or any other evidence that that was false and maliciously done, we would refer that for charges, and I'm sure the DA would go along with it. Unfortunately, we do have instances, well, most of our complaints are cleared because they're unfounded. You know, whether it be the perception of the person that's complaining or just somebody's angry because they got a ticket and they want to complain to somebody. So luckily, our staff is pretty good when it comes to these complaints and staying out of trouble. So of course, we would refer anything where a very serious allegation was made, but a lot of our complaints are very minor, so I don't think it rises to the criminal.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Mark Nordian.
Go ahead.
Question I guess I would have would be, when it gets to the, say we're going to keep it at 120 days before they eliminate, is there a notification of the date? Because after we get to 120 days, every day things are going to be falling off. For instance, and I think I've brought up my past with you in previous presentations, we have requirements how long we have to keep certain customers' data. And what we do is, before we do that data dump, is we contact them and say, okay, per your requirements for a supplier, we're supposed to keep things 10 years, 20 years, whatever. We've reached the 10th year here, and we're going to dump these unless we hear from you any differently. So is there a checks and balance of what's being dumped and like an approval to go ahead and dump it? Do you know?
I don't. I think there's two parts to that. Is first of all, we're going to have nearly 300 body cameras on staff that in corrections alone will be running probably 10 to 12 hours a day. On patrol, you're talking probably 4 to 5 hours of footage per day from each deputy. To have to approve the deletion of that data, most of which would be of inane value, I don't know how we would have to view all that video before it's approved to be deleted. That would be just a very laborious task.
Well, and I'm not asking you to view the data. I'm just asking that there's a notification that this day or these dates are being dumped.
Well, yes, no
to stop or something like that.
No, I think I believe it's an automatic process. Once our data reaches 120 days, it won't be available to get pulled back up.
Okay, thank you. Second part of this is, any of the used stuff, we do have, I think, a Kenosha police officer who could maybe try to sell it over at the Kenosha PD. There you go, Supervisor Rambold. There's your next job.
Anything else?
just left a note, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Rodriguez, that this seems like we got this done pretty quick. And so I think that's something that we should be proud about.
Okay. Last time through, anything else on body cams from anyone? Any questions for this evening? For body cams. Now the next question for the committee. When do you want this topic brought up again on body cams?
Next judicial. Yeah, I would move.
I mean, Mr. Chairman, and with respect that with that kind of timeline, I feel like we would request that every one of the meetings until then. It's three before that.
That's all I wanted to double check with the committee before I did it.
I would request that unless there is a reason not to.
The rest of the committee is in agreement?
I would support that, yes.
Okay.
Can I just ask, would we hold a meeting just for that? If there's nothing else on the agenda, do you want a meeting just for that?
I mean, it's only two. I would say yes. It's March and April. I
would tend to agree with Supervisor Gully. Yes, we will hold a meeting just for that. At least for the next couple of months. Because if a policy comes through that we need to approve, then it's that meeting may take a couple hours. Does that sound good to the committee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
All righty. So I'll move on to the next thing on the agenda. Is there any other business allowed by law?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Celebre.
Yes.
I would just note for the minutes that Youth and Governance member Gabrielle Wellman is present.
Yes, okay. I already see her. I've already noted that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All right. All in favor state by saying aye.
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 Opposed? All right. We'll see you next month then.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right. Bye.